We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's Monday night with the red and white from McAllister's Deli here on McGalliard. Ball State students get a free cookie, 10% off when they show their student ID at your local Muncie McAllister's. Justin Hall joins us, Ball State senior wide receiver. We were just talking about hurdles in the timeout. You had one of those on Wednesday in Oxford. You also ran right through a guy on Wednesday night in Oxford. Let's go back to your first touchdown. It was the first touchdown of the season. You get to, like, I don't know, the 3-yard line. You see Sterling Weatherford in front of you. I think everybody in the stadium goes, all right, he's going to be tackled. Cards will have the ball at the 2.
All right.
You disagreed with that sentiment. Walk me through what happened in your mind when you decided you were just going to truck the guy and score.
So once I seen it was one-on-one, to be honest, I knew I couldn't go around him because just the angle that I cut off the block on, and I just knew I had to go through him. And they were saying that's their top guy, you know, they going into the week, they kept saying on scout report, this their guy, and I just had to show them that I'm our guy, let's do it. So
what do you just brace yourself and say, all right, like, brace for contact and I'm gonna win?
It's more of a just during the game thing. Like, if I see, I just had nowhere else to go, I just had to go through them. So, and I knew I didn't have that many yards to get, probably about 3 or 4. So I knew once I broke through him, there was nobody there. Just stretch the ball past the plane.
How do you win? Like, obviously he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, how do you win that?
I got lower than him.
Okay.
You could see it. My shoulder pad was in his
level.
Helmet.
Yeah.
His helmet almost, you know, his helmet was like on his forehead. So
what happens in your mind? So you get in the end zone. What's the first thought you had?
Let's do it again. I'm just thinking, man, let's just keep doing it. I knew it was going to have to keep scoring that ball. So,
what, did it hurt you? Like, I imagine it hurt him. Do you feel anything after that?
No.
No?
Nah. It felt good, if anything.
Okay.
Because I haven't felt contact or another helmet hitting my helmet in, like, I don't know, 6 months, something like that.
Coach joked in his weekly press conference over the weekend. He said some of the guys said it felt like they'd been in car wrecks afterward because they hadn't played in so long. Did you wake up Thursday morning and go, okay, now I got it?
Yeah, definitely. So I woke up, like, my neck is just, like, on fire. My shoulders are sore. Like, because I haven't, like, had to have a helmet on that long. So I guess my neck is having, like, exercise. I'm like, so I just felt like I just got in a car wreck, but it's cool.
You got to get on that neck machine you guys have in the weight room.
Yeah, I've been on it. So, you know, Coach Armour going to get us right.
Have you really? Like, I mean, I meant it jokingly. Well, have you usually, ever been on it?
Nah, we don't use a neck exercise, like the neck, like neck machine, but we just have like neck exercise.
Towel pulls
and
towels, things like that.
Yeah, band, stuff like that.
Justin Halls, Ball State's senior wide receiver at Miami on Wednesday night. Four catches, 124 yards. He also had a couple of rushes, including the one we just talked about. The biggest play, though, was the 66-yard touchdown catch. Mm-hmm. That was your second touchdown. Walk me through that play through your eyes.
Well, I knew it was I knew I had to go, and I knew I had to protect the route inside of me, so I knew I had to run at the DB. I actually wasn't expecting the ball, but then when I seen the ball in the air, I just knew I had to kind of, like, just get myself in place to get it, and I got it, and then I just knew it was just me and the safety. I knew I just had to make him miss, and that's what I did.
You weren't expecting the ball?
Not really, because I knew the corner bit on the route underneath, and then I just knew Drew was going to put it there, so I was just like, all right. And he put it in a great spot, you know, so it was just a good hole shot, good catch and score.
Oh, so it's one of those things where, all right, here's the play call. I don't think this is coming to me.
Exactly.
But then once as it developed, corner does something, you go, okay, well, now my door is open.
Yeah, that's almost like every play for us, you know, because I have pre-snap reads and stuff like that, so – I know when I typically know when I'm getting the ball, and sometimes I don't know, but I just run like I'm getting the ball, so it's really easy.
When you step through the arms of Cecil Singleton, the safety diving, mm-hmm. What do you think? When you know you're home free, what's that feeling?
It's the best feeling in the world. It feels like the air is just much smoother. I just like to breathe in and out because I just feel like it's just open area. It's just a great feeling.
Don't get caught.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
just keep running. Obviously, you guys had a really good day on offense. Drew threw for 309 yards. Caleb, you know, ran for 130. You guys ran for 170 as a team. The whole thing gets marred by the end of the game.
Yeah.
Walk me through it from a teammate perspective. Obviously, Drew is one of your leaders.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Like, have you spoken to him, or is that one of those things where it's like a pitcher and a no-hitter and you just stay away and you let him do his thing and let's go out there and fix it next week?
I try not to talk to him about stuff like that because I feel like he knows.
Right.
Like, I don't want to kick a dead horse, you know, so I just like, I mean, I might probably bring up certain situations in the game, but I won't bring up the last plays, stuff like that. I'll just bring up certain other situation that we could have had better plays on, stuff like that. But I try to just let him, you know, have the most confidence that ever, you know, because
right.
He's our quarterback. He's our leader. He runs the offense. We need him to be that guy. He needs to be our guy. And so I typically don't say anything. I typically let him just go on. And I'm pretty sure he's getting an earful from, you know, he has other critics, his parents, maybe, like, other family, like, other coaches. So I try to just be the good teammate and just kind of keep his head up.
How'd he bounce back in practice?
How did he?
Yeah.
Like, it never happened. You know, he still has the confidence, still has the swag that he has, and he's been if anything, that kind of pushed him to be better, you know. I feel like he's just been coming out this practice. He's just been doing his thing. Like, he has a chip on his shoulder this week because he has something to prove, I feel like.
Eastern Michigan is on the docket for you guys. Mm-hmm. Coach was saying before he finished up here, they're always just solid. They don't beat themselves. They're just good.
Yeah.
What do they like to play against in your eyes? You scored against them last year.
They play a lot of cover four. Corners are deep. There's a lot of access throws there. I just feel like they run the same stuff. It's not like they're going to change it up for anybody. They're just going to run their stuff and then run their stuff until their stuff works. So
that usually means they're pretty good at it, though. So it all comes down to execution, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah, so really, if they execute it right, I mean, I don't really know about defense. In every defense we play, I feel like we're gonna destroy him. That's just my head, and that's why I look at it. But I feel like we're gonna destroy him, and just because I feel like we're ready, like we're prepared. We've been like we executed in practice, and I just feel like the whole game plan all around is just there.
Justin Hall joining us, Ball State senior wide receiver. You have played in every game of your career here in Muncie. You have had a catch in every game in your career here in Muncie. That's 37 consecutive games.
Yeah.
What's the key to your longevity in a very physical, we talked about car crash feeling sport?
I love it. I like waking up feeling like stuff is hurt because I know that works still. So waking up in the, with that pain. I mean, of course I hate it, but then I had to sit back and think, like, man, you don't, you really got a year left, so just give it all you got, and that's what I've been doing.
What would it mean to you to be, assuming everything goes well, you're going to be the all-time leading receiver in every category. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you want, I'm sure you would like to win more than any of that.
Right.
But what would that mean as a legacy, and to know that you came to a place and were able to do things well enough to put up numbers with some other very good wide receivers that have been through this place?
It's just truly a blessing. Just the coaches, how they took me in and was patient with me, and just really helped me get my head around the offense. And I just feel like since my freshman year, every game they've been telling me, like, we're gonna get you the ball, So I mean, I trusted them, and they have. And I'm just trying to win games. I'm trying to win the MAC, and now I really just be my. That's really the goal here. I mean, all the other stuff can come, and I appreciate it. I just want the trophy. I want that MAC championship. That's what I need.
You said they've been patient with you.
Yeah, definitely.
What was it like to be patient with you early on? Why did they have to be patient with a freshman Justin Hall?
Me coming from Georgia, it was just a totally different. I don't know. I just thought everything wasn't as serious as they, like. It's just the little things, to be honest. I can't even walk you through it. It's just that's something. Just let's see what coach you can. Just ask any coach; they'll tell you. Like, it's just, you know. So I mean, they'll definitely tell you I came a long way, and I feel like I have too. So
if I ask Christian, will he tell me?
Yeah, he'll know. He knows. He knows. He went through it with us my freshman year with Miss Walters, with Miss Megan.
In the academic wing.
Yeah, so they know. We know.
What's that transition like? When I feel like you guys get that a lot. It's like, why did you come all the way up here from Georgia?
Yeah.
And it seems like a simple question, but what was it? Like, was there something to a geographic move like that for you?
I just knew I wanted to get away from home. And it didn't matter where. So in Ball State, they were just recruiting me the most, recruiting me heavy. And I knew they were really wanting me here. And then there was a lot of Georgia guys that were texting me like, "Hey, I just committed. What's up?" Like, I'm like, "Man, I don't know." So, and then I just ended up pulling the trigger, committed here, told Bailey, and we was on from there.
Asked this to Johines last week. Had you heard of Ball State before you got here?
Nah, not really, but
people know about it back home now.
Yeah, for sure. That's all I get. Like, it's a lot of people, like a lot of players from my county. They're telling me, "Hey, what about Ball State?" Because nobody knew. I didn't know anything about Ball State, so I feel like it's a good thing that they came and like to our area and got us. Because I feel like it's putting our university on the map, as well as like building recruitment for it, like. Just everyone. So,
which county, by the way? Because I feel like everybody's a Georgia geography expert after the last week and a half.
I'm in Douglas County. I think Christian Cobb County. I'm like right by Cobb. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I feel like Clayton and DeKalb are the two, and Fulton.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones everybody knows now.
Yeah, DeKalb County is where all the Stevens boys came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Gotcha. How many of you are there at this point still?
I think we came in with like 15. I think it's only about, six, yeah. Seven.
But, I mean, but it's like that's the core, though, because Huntley in that mix
exactly,
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's worked out. Are you a Braves fan, or do you just like to rep Atlanta? He's got an Atlanta Braves hat on.
I like to rep Atlanta, but the Braves did do good, so I guess I can say that, too. I don't really watch baseball.
Only because they did well.
Yeah, they did okay. You know, we made it, you know, but. Oh no! I just like wearing Atlanta stuff.
You just have to be the Ronald Acuna of football. Just have some swagger.
Exactly.
I just need a good like bat flip touchdown celebration from you.
Yeah, you gotta talk Coach New about that one. If I get a flag, that's my hand.
That's fair. I don't know if I want to wear that one.
Right.
Justin, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
We'll take a timeout. We'll talk to the other Georgia boy here with us in just a second. Christian Albright on the other side of this timeout. It's Monday night with the Red and White from McAllister's Deli and from Learfield IMG College.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place. to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.